Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
If Malakai isn't supposed to lose, then Okada definitely isn't supposed to lose. So Okada all the way.
Same din, Okada with the win. I said weeks ago na TK is likely going to have Okada go on a Goldberg type streak here where he wins so many matches without losing. So he's gonna retain.
What a missed opportunity for all of you to say Okada wins, lol.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
And you're listening to...
And you're listening...
And you are listening...
And you're listening
to the Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
To the Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. It's part two of our weekly live stream, and you're getting our predictions for AEW Dynasty on this one. And if you missed part one, then it should be up on your feeds right now, where we talked about Rhea Ripley vacating the Women's World Championship, Chad Gable's heel turn, Sheamus's return, NXT being a third brand, and the Raw Tag Team Championships being rebranded to the World Tag Team Championships. All of that is up on the Wrestling Podcast feed. But first, here are our predictions for AEW Dynasty. All right, AEW Dynasty is happening on Monday, Manila time. Siyempre, Sunday yan in the US. And we are having a watch party on our Discord. So if you want to be part of that, that's another reason to subscribe to our Patreon program. Again, that is patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. Okay, AEW Dynasty, first of this line. Hopefully, it's a brand that they continue to build on. Kind of like yung All In and Revolution and Double or Nothing and all of that stuff. For the three of you, any expectations heading into this pay-per-view?
Sana magpakita pa sila lalo ng backstage brawl. Think about DK. You don't start something you can't finish. More backstage brawls, man.
Now I'm just expecting some really great wrestling. I mean, that's what AEW does best. Like, they would have a subpar build up to their pay-per-views, and then they will just blow you away come the pay-per-view. So I'm expecting the same thing here.
Mm-hmm. We have 10 announced matches as of recording. Actually, before we woke up, we only had 7. And then in typical AEW fashion, here's 3 more matches that we're going to throw on a very stacked card. So let's get right to it.
Here's a 6-hour show.
Yeah, well, to be fair, they've been holding 4-hour shows naman regularly. Despite the bloated cards. Simulan natin with 0 hour. Ito pre-show to, not part of the 4 hours. But you have a titles for titles match. It's the Trios Champions or AEW World Trios Champions, the Acclaimed versus the Ring of Honor World Six-Man Tag Team Champions, Bullet Club Gold.
Yeah, I think the Acclaimed have lost their luster. You know, pun not intended. They wala na sila na heat ever since they joined up together with a BCG. And it was supposed to be big, but they also kind of rushed it. And then they rushed and break up. So parang wala na sila yan. They're They're just there and they need something different. And I feel like it's time to bring back the prestige then to BCG, especially after Jay White fell off after World's End, diba? So I am picking BCG to take everything.
Yeah, ako din. BCG walks away with the gold kasi nga for all the reasons Ro mentioned, and also because the claim needs to stay off AEW product for a while. Parang na overexposed na sila eh. So at this point, I'm okay with them just being off TV for a while and bringing the shine back to Bullet Club Gold. So I'm picking them.
Same thing here. Bullet Club Gold should be able to win the AEW Trios Championships. That title needs a reset at this point. It's been a year and a half since the title was established, and it's just lost is, I don't know, it's shine. So I think a way to reset it is to give the titles to Jay White and the Guns. So I'll go Bullet Club Gold.
All right. Next up, you got the main show. Simulan natin with the FTW Championship. It's Hook versus Chris Jericho. So they've been sort of building up to this, and then biglang it took a turn where Jericho started getting all passive aggressive dito kay Hook, and then now he put his hands on Taz, and this is where Hook got mad and really wanted to kick Jericho's ass. But instead, they actually didn't get too physical. Like, Hook just wanted Jericho to leave his ring. So I don't know. Feeling ko this story could have used a couple more story beats to get to this pay-per-view. What do you guys think?
Yeah, they rushed it because they wanted to get back to heel Chris Jericho because people were turning on him again. And it is what it is. I will admit now, hey, credit where credit is due. While he's clout chasing by doing this, at least yung mga deserving na young talent ang katrabaho ni Jericho here. I think it's like the worst version of what Edge is trying to do. But I think it works because I enjoyed the first Hook versus Jericho match and I want to see more of it. So I feel like they finally get the championship off of Hook so that he moves up.
Jericho wins. That's my prediction. I don't know why.
It's
typical of Jericho. I've seen Jericho go over young talents before in AEW, and it looks like they're going to extend this feud beyond Dynasty. So I'm expecting Jericho to win.
Yeah, it's an interesting point because I don't know what Hook necessarily is without any sort of connection to his father. Diba? Si Taz nagpasok yan, diba? And he won it and against Team Taz, so he's been champion for quite some time. Diba? And this, even though hindi pa siya formalized, he was an FTW champion. So while I can see Chris Jericho winning and having Hook move up, part of me still wants to say Hook retains. So I'm saying Hook retains.
All right. Let us know what you think in the comments, or you can hit us up at Wrestling2XPod on TikTok and on Twitter as we get to this next one, the international championship match between Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly. Ito rin, medyo minadali nila para sa akin kasi I was curious about where they were going with KOR here, and then collision happened. Tapos yun pala, dun inattack nina Roderick Strong si Kyle O'Reilly. Did you guys feel na medyo rushed din to heading into a pay-per-view championship match?
No, because I thought they made it clear way before and Kyle wasn't joining. Because if he was, he would have signed up at the very first jump, diba? When they first offered him the thing. So I knew that they weren't going there. I mean, they were going here and they were gonna do a match between Roddy and Kyle. So it's not a rush to me. It's just that it wasn't executed properly. Although I knew na dito naman talaga papunta. So that kind of makes me not feel it was rushed. But I don't know what to pick here. Because at some point, why would you stall Kyle's momentum by having him lose? But at the same time, Shemper, he's going to be outnumbered with the Undisputed Kingdom out there. So I'm going to say that Roddy retains here.
That's why, you know, I said it's feel rushed. Medyo feel rushed yung turn kasi nga the execution was a bit off, and they could have used a couple of more episodes to build up on the turn. They just did it suddenly. But I don't know, kasi the Undisputed Kingdom is floundering. Like, it's weird because this faction was formed just a few months ago and they have a bigger purpose, but we all know Adam Cole isn't coming back anytime soon. So they're hitching their wagon on Roddy as their guy. So just have him retain. And I don't know. But I don't know where the Undisputed Kingdom goes from here. You see, they're clearly just biding their time before Cole comes back.
Again, here's the thing. It's good that you mentioned Adam Cole. Kasi may balitang lumabas from, I believe it was Fightful Select, na the reason why Adam Cole hasn't been showing up lately is because the travel has reportedly slowed down yung recovery niya. And according to that same report, parang mas mapapatagal palalo yung pagbalik ni Adam Cole to TV. So if his return is nowhere near close, what's the point of building the Undisputed Kingdom other than, syempre, to give TV time and exposure to Taven, Bennett, Wardlow and Roddy?
Yeah, yun nga eh. It's kasi if Strong keeps the title and Cole isn't coming back anytime soon, would it be as interesting as if Strong drops the title, gives it to Kyle O'Reilly and they face off? Feeling ko mas interesting yun eh pag nanalo si KO, especially since he has momentum going into this match. So ako, mas papabore na ako dun sa mas gusto kong panoorin, which is KOR winning this. So I'm gonna say KOR.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's move on to the TBS Championship. It is a house rules match between Willow Nightingale and Julia Hart. Spani, Willow gets to dictate yung stip, di ba?
Yeah, she gets to dictate the last stip for the match rules. Anyway, obviously they're building towards Willow versus Mercedes Moné. So, and Julia is super injured. Like, she is really, really injured. That's why she didn't do the match kanina. And they did a match, I believe it was on Collision last Sunday, or Rampage, where they barely got through it because Julia is super injured. So obviously it's going to be Willow winning so that they can finally have fucking Mercedes wrestle.
Willow Nightingale, just because all the reasons mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Same reasons. So Willow here with the win.
Eto, since Ro mentioned so they can finally have Mercedes wrestle, what do you think about Mercedes just showing up and cutting promos? Because the guys from the Mass Man show brought this up as well. Now, Mercedes isn't exactly the wrestler you think of when you think of promo people, diba? So her mic skills aren't exactly the best, and she's best at her best rather when she's in the ring telling stories like that. So do you guys feel na napaka-limited nung capacity in which we're seeing Mercedes, especially since na-exposed na promo game, her promo game isn't exactly the strongest?
I mean, I think if anything, she's underrated as a promo maker, promo teller, sa promoist. Kasi naalala ko yung promos niya from her time in the WWE, and some of them were not that bad. Like, may passion siyang dinideliver every time she calls herself the boss, every time she has to face off against somebody like Charlotte, diba? Who's to say na mas magaling yung mga kalaban niya than her or whatever. But ako, I don't really find her that weak on the mic. And if anything, giving her the opportunity to work on her mic skills by doing them in the ring, it will just benefit her in the long run. So I actually don't mind that project.
She has confidence. She's able to talk, but the problem, kasi, is she has this weird put-on wrestler voice now. She's trying to sound really, really tough as a woman, pero it just really ends up sounding contrived and alam mong character, diba?
Parang alam mong siya magsalita eh. Isa lang lang yung tono niya.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, she's gonna sound like this. It's always gonna end like this.
Yeah, and then she does it really, really slow. So it sounds more annoying than it is impressive. So it's like the other end of the Charlotte promo style.
Yeah. So like I wasn't mocking Mercedes. Ha. It's just that, I had to explain that once you hear it, you can't unhear it.
So that's why I don't want to hear her talk as much. But she has established, kasi, that her first match for AEW is going to be at Double or Nothing. I don't know if she's injured or she's still recovering, but she called that shot. So talagang wala kang magagawa na she's not going to do anything for another month. So wala. Yun yung schedule niya.
Mm-hmm. So sinusulit lang ni TK yung investment niya by having her appear every week. Yeah. Sayang naman kasi.
Oh, but dapat lang, di ba? All right. Next up, you've got a trios match between the House of Black and the team of Adam Copeland and friends. Those friends being Mark Briscoe and Eddie Kingston.
Yeah. You know, there's a clause that says Malakai isn't supposed to lose, so maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
I think the House of Black needs a win here. I go with the House of Black.
They always win.
Yeah. Really?
They always win.
I don't feel like they
always win. So they're not about to start losing now.
Yeah, parang at saka like chemistry wise, mas maniniwala akong kaya talunin ng established team yung Adam Copeland and friends, or Adam Copeland and his temporary partnership, right? And Adam Copeland and two other guys he can have tag along. So I'm gonna go with the House of Black here.
Feeling ko rin very safe itong match kasi this is a match Cope can afford to lose. And see, Eddie Kingston naman, he's not on the same hot streak he was towards the end of 2023 when he was about to win the Continental Classic. And then see, Mark Briscoe, while he's ROH World Champion, he doesn't exactly strike anyone as undefeated or like undefeatable, diba? So, yeah, I can see why you guys would pick House of Black.
Hey, whether it's a struggle you can't seem to get through or a dream that seems too daunting for you, this is Mirza Sison telling you that you can do this. Let's figure it out or find someone who can. I'm a confidence coach and host, an ex-editor, ex-model, ex-20-something, ex-30-something, exactly who you need to help you navigate through life's ins and outs. What are you waiting for? Let's go. You can do this.
Right. Next up, the Continental Championship is on the line. Kazuchika Okada will be defending against Pac.
Ito ang talagang walang build. So it doesn't make sense other than it's a showcase for Okada. So clearly Okada wins.
Yeah. If Malakai isn't supposed to lose, then Okada definitely isn't supposed
yeah, exactly.
to lose. So yep. Okada all the way.
Same then, Okada with the win. I said weeks ago na TK is likely going to have Okada go on a Goldberg type streak here where he wins so many matches without losing. So he's going to retain.
What a missed opportunity for all of you to say Okada wins, lol.
What? Okay.
Wala, di pa tayo maabot sa levels.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
All right. All right, moving on. The AEW Tag Team Championship is on the line. It's the Young Bucks versus FTR in a ladder match. So this is part four of their series.
This is interesting because the smart money would be to put the championship on the Young Bucks because sila yung kupal na boss, eh, diba? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, do you really want to do that? Like, do you really want to turn people? I mean, I don't know. You know, on a meta sense, why would the Young Bucks make themselves lose, diba? But I think the Young Bucks are also fully aware that they're not the hottest product right now. And they do need to give a feel-good win, especially after last week's debacle. So I'm going to say that FTR wins the championship here.
I'd actually go with the Young Bucks.
Yeah, I actually. I will say with the caveat that I believe AEW to be easily a tone-deaf company at this point. With all the shit that's been happening, the Young Bucks retain for all the reasons I failed to mention. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What about this? I mean, Ina, there's a potential return from Jack Perry. Does it happen here? Will he get involved with FTR or the Bucks?
Sure.
Yes.
I'm open to anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I miss Jack Perry.
Jack Perry helps. Jack Perry helps the Bucks win. So I'll go with the Young Bucks. And there's also rumors that the Machine Guns are now signed with AEW, so maybe they'll confront them post-match.
Kala ko sasabihin mo, the Motor City Machine Guns will come in and snatch the titles mid-match.
Yeah, man.
Because you can do that, post-match. Apparently.
Okay, down to the last three matches. Let's talk about Will Ospreay versus Bryan Danielson.
Ospreay wins. I'm willing to now. Nilaman selfish si Bryan Danielson. So I'm willing to believe that he's going to win.
I think because of the build that they've been giving Will Ospreay now, not just in AEW, but outside AEW, and dami ko nang nakitang features of just Will Ospreay, which I don't think has happened before for an AEW wrestler. Will Ospreay wins.
Yeah, Ospreay wins this one. And I've been noticing for the last few weeks that they're kind of building up towards a... kasi malapit na yung, the next pay-per-view after Dynasty is Double or Nothing. And a staple of Double or Nothing is the Anarchy in the Arena match. So I've been noticing that they're kind of building up towards a Don Callis family versus the BCC, which I think may happen there. So maybe Ospreay, then they're going to extend the feud beyond Dynasty.
So good on you for catching that. I guess parang every year it's the BCC and Anarchy at the Arena. This will be what, the second or third straight year?
Yeah.
Third.
I guess. Third. Oh, 2021 lang naman sila nabuo eh, diba? Or 2022 lang sila nabuo.
Yeah, but like every year since, they've been in Anarchy at the Arena.
Eh, sila lang naman yung maraming tao eh.
Yeah, wala na yung party family. Wala na yung...
Inner Circle, JAS, The Elite. Wala na rin Dark Orders, I guess. Oh. Alright, sure. Okay, let's talk about the World Championships for men and women. Let's start with Toni Storm versus Thunder Rosa. Sorry, Timeless Toni Storm and Thunder Rosa.
Medyo nawawala ng momentum si Toni, but her story or her big story is not with Thunder Rosa. I feel that it's going to be with Mina Shirakawa and Mariah May. So she has to be champion still. Like, it's fine to retain.
While I think it would be a nice story for Thunder Rosa to walk away with the title, kasi diba, may kinalaman din yun during the time she had to drop and Toni Storm became interim world champion. I still also agree na baka nga may role to play pa si Mariah May dito. Especially since Mina Shirakawa is back in the picture now. So, say, Timeless Toni Storm.
Yeah, I agree. Agree with everyone else. It feels like Thunder Rosa isn't really a part of Tony's story right now. So, Tony's gonna win. Then they're gonna build up towards that. You know, possibly Mariah May turn or... someone else getting involved, but it's not definitely Thunder Rosa. So Toni wins.
All right. Let's go to the main event, the AEW World Championship. Samoa Joe defends against Swerve Strickland. So, Ro, you already alluded to your pick earlier. Is AEW getting its first Black World Champion?
Yes. Swerve ate a muscle buster to end the show. Ito na yun. Wrestling logic means he is winning. It is a time.
Pero teka lang, does Tony Khan follow this stereotypical wrestling logic?
I don't care. He should. He should. Swerve is the hottest thing they have right now. Medyo cool off siya ng konti, but if they want to, you know, restore the feeling, quote unquote, hashtag restore the feeling, Swerve has been chasing this for months now. And there is no other way to go. I love Joe. Joe is the best. And I think he's already done his part in, you know, holding the fort as the world champion since the whole debacle with MJF and the Devil. So ito na, it's Swerve's time.
Yeah, then if they're gonna pull the trigger on Swerve right now, they should do it right now, right? Like at this match, diba? Kasi pag hindi pa nila ginawa dito, sayang lang yung build, sayang lang yung effort ni Swerve, sayang lang yung pagdipat niya ng companies and all that. Sayang yun that.
So they're putting in the most effort for him right now. Like nobody else is getting this much effort on the build than Swerve.
Yep.
There's a saying: strike the iron while it's hot.
Yeah.
Strike the iron while it's hot. So Swerve is clearly the hottest thing in AEW. Plus, again, wala na ako naisip na ano eh, na pwede pang gawin ni Joe as the world champion. He has served his purpose at this point. So give the title to Swerve and maybe revisit the Hangman feud after this.
Oh yeah. Yes. We haven't seen Hangman in a while.
Nakabakasyon siguro, or taking time off to recover. For those of you who will be at quiz night, please corner Rowan ASH and make him dance.
Lagyan na natin sa program yun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Anniversary naman natin number. Eh.
Oh. Gawin natin yun.
Intermission,
oh. Oh, gawin natin yung habang nag-compute si Emil ng scores.
Oo, oh, tama, tama.
Yan na lang. Kasi yun na natin siya. That should be enough.
We hold the pencil. Why aren't we doing this ourselves?
Oo nga naman. Oh, so alam nyo lang, yung atin na quiz night, another reason for you to show up is to see Rowan ASH dance Big Pressure. And for context, utang niya yun sa amin. Okay?
Oh, utang na yun. Yeah. For those who don't know, for those who are only tuning in just now, that boy promised that he would not miss a live stream for the whole 2024. And he has not been seen since.
He has gotten away with that punishment for a long time, so make him dance.
No. You know what? I think he knew he wanted to because he made that bet knowing full well he's not going to show up for every week. He knows he has school.
He bet on
himself.
He's
going to be busy with schoolwork.
So, Rowan, gusto niyo sumayo. Oh, Dr. G, hindi namin alam kasi sobrang dami ng absence, okay?
Yeah.
Kumbaga kung klase to, drop na siya. April pa lang drop na siya.
Oh.
Okay, so we will see you there on Saturday. Sasayaw si Rowan ng Big Pressure sa harap ng madlang people, sa harap ng mga staff ng Hobby Stadium. Oh, tama si Babyface producer Jasper. Nobody told Rowan to do all of this. He brought this upon himself.
Yeah, so that's how I know that he actually wanted to do it.
Now we're giving it to him. We're making it to him.
Ginusto niya yun. Okay. So magkita-kita tayo sa Sabado. Yan ang 420 celebration natin. Let's get high on wrestling trivia and knowledge. We will have a blazing time at Hobby Stadium on 420 as we celebrate 10 years of the Wrestling Podcast. Dami natin pa premyo. We will see you there. The prizes are on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wrestlingpodcast. Tickets for Saturday are at 500 pesos, and each ticket comes with chicken skin, a plate of chicken skin from Hobby Stadium in New Manila. And then itong pasabay link, you can see it on the ticker. Yung deadline natin for your orders is tonight, 11:59 p.m. tinyurl.com/pasabay April 2024. That is tinyurl.com/pasabay April 2024. Let's get to some plugs on the way out. Emil, what do you have going on?
Well, man, just see you guys on Saturday. We're gonna have fun, and again, our reviews are on Patreon. So for the weekly wrestling shows, and I write specifically for the Rampage and Collision. So.
All right, Chino?
Yeah, may utang pa ako reviews pala. I just remembered. I've been busy.
Fine.
But thank you for everybody who listens to the Class Clown podcast. Brand new episode drops every Friday. This Friday, I have architects and comedians Richard Tan and Juan Paolo talking about, of course, architecture and how it relates to stand-up. Also, speaking of my podcast, again, the Class Clown podcast turns 4 this month or next month in May. 4 years old na akong nagpa-podcast mag-isa sa bahay, talking to all sorts of people, and I am going to celebrate it by doing a special show with all the comedians that I've had on. I'm comedians who were guests and comedians who have pledged to perform on May 9th. That is a Saturday, May 4th pala. That is a Saturday, 9 p.m. at Wicked Dogs BGC. Tickets are available at comedymanila.ph. Also, watch the vlogs, guys. I put a vlog up for the WrestleMania 40 viewing parties no Hobby Stadium. So if you want to know what happens in our side of the world during WrestleMania 40, panoorin yung vlog ko. It's up on the Wrestling Podcast Instagram.
All right. How about you, Ro?
Wala naman. Let's stay tuned for Kasaysayan. It was a really fun show. You guys missed out if you weren't there. Our Japanese visitors and friends were really, really good. I know they're not the biggest names over from Japan, but they are super veterans that have brought a lot of quality to our show. So please go stay tuned for that on RJ Rock of Manila TV. on Facebook and YouTube. It's going to air there for free. And I guess next month, sometime next month. Tapos, if you want to be a part of the next MWF show, MWF Republica, over at the Bahay ng Alumni in UP Diliman, tickets are now available. Just go to manilawrestlingfederation.helixpay.ph. Tickets are still available. And the main event is going to be JDL versus Fabio Makisic versus Main Max for the MWF Pinoy Wrestling Championship. Go check that out next month.
Iger, Dr.
At least hindi na tayo mawala.
Pokemon One Piece Voltes 5. Oh. Mali-mali order nyo eh. Mm-hmm. Okay, for me, if you have access to the Smart Sports live stream, I'm calling Converge versus San Miguel tomorrow alongside Coach Eric Reyes. That's for the PBA Philippine Cup. Medyo dumadalas yung bookings natin for PBA. So I hope to catch you there, whether it's at the D-League or at the PBA games mismo, you know, for all the commentary stuff. So that's it on my end. For the show, it is at Wrestling Wrestling Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Spotify. Leave us a 5-star rating and a follow while you're at it. And for Twitter and on TikTok, it is at Wrestling2XPod. Individually, it is at EML_Meister, at Chino Supersize, at Roeswar, and at _StanC. Yung at Monday Night Rowan, kuyugin nyo yun na nasasayaw siya ngayon sa Sabado. Kukuyugin nyo yan, okay? Thank you so much to Babyface producer Jasper and the rest of the people over at the Pod Network for the work that they do behind the scenes. Thank you all for being part of another episode of the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. Kita-kita tayo sa Sabado, 10 years of the show. Thank you very much on behalf of Emil Nate, Chino Liao, and Ro Moran. My name is Stan C, saying stay safe, stay healthy, don't be a dick. Later, outcasts.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.